Welcome, everybody. Shinema 836, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I want to try and finish off the serial issues that we were talking about from the beautiful report that was written by the Star K from Rabbi David Heber. Again, we want to put up the link everybody could see. And on that link, you'll actually have a list of the serials, I don't know if the most updated, but I think it's from about 2 years. It's about 2 years old, something along those lines. But again, somebody will get a picture of what it's all about. And we just, again, we went through the various different ins and outs of that report. In a few different shiurim to explain, because some of the items over there are hard to understand. Not the actual list itself of cereals, but in the various ins and outs. But we'll Bezrus Hashem Beline, I hope to put up the link, and everybody could take a look for themselves and find out, like we said, the correct brachas on their cereals. Just one more quick thing. Which gets a little bit more complicated than the first bracha. Till now, we've been talking about the first bracha, bracha Rishayna, right? Which is a little bit easier in conjunction with the various different klolim that we spoke about, which is pretty much straight up, right? If it's flour and wheat flour or spelt flour or oat flour, then we know it's in Mazonas, right? In general, first bracha. As long as you could taste it in general, if it's whole grains, then we said in Mamish whole grains, then we said it's a question of, we spoke about some of those cereals, then it would be a ho'adama, very simply. If it's ground up, rice flour, right? Rice flour would be mazonos. If it's ground up corn flour, almond flour, these type of things made into a cereal, then the bracha would be a shahakal. So that is those are just the basics of the bracha rishayna, which is a little bit easier. The bracha achrayna, which we did give a shir on, is much more difficult. Just a couple of pointers I want to point out in ending off our shir of cereal b'li neder, and that is we spoke about last time. They bring down in the report 1.27 ounces or 38 milligrams, right? Would be the kazayas amount. In other words, you have to eat from the cereal itself, either 1.27 ounces or 38 milligrams of the cereal itself. But again, if you eat that from a Mazono cereal, whereby it's from one of the five grains, not flour, wheat flour, again, not wheat flour, I'm sorry, rice flour is Mazonos and Bari Nefashos. So again, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the five grains of the regular wheat flour, or five grains of wheat flour, spelt flour, oat flour, rye, or barley. So when it's ground up, and if that's what the cereal's made of, so then we said those are the amounts we said you have to eat. Person has to eat under a 4 minute period. They bring down over there, preferably 2 minutes, but as long as it's under a 4 minute period, then one will make a al hamichya. Now, in most other cases, one makes a bar in a fushes. He points out one thing over there, which again, I don't want to bring up all the things we've spoken about in the past. And one of the main things is the machlekes between the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Moshe, which is do we include the other ingredients or don't we include the other ingredients? But I don't want to get into that right now. We spoke about that quite a few times. But one thing he does say, some of the cereals we spoke about, if you have a cereal, let's say, again, we're just saying the general concepts that he brings down over there. We're not giving specifics. Somebody has a cereal and their pieces in the cereal that might be made out of the flour from the five grains, wheat flour, oat flour, whatever, and there are pieces in the cereal that might be made out of some of the flour grains, possibly, right, or maybe out of rice grains. So there's a mixture. Sometimes you have the multi type of a cereal. We actually brought down one cereal that we said last time, if I remember correctly offhand, it was the Kellogg's Crispix, right? That's what he brings down in the report. That's mamish half rice, half corn. Mamish eats each piece is half rice, half corn. So you have Mazonos, and then you have a shahakal. But still, the after bracha will be bar nefashos. But what he stresses over there is, that's Rabbi Heber in the report, that if you have, let's say, some pieces are in this particular cereal are made out of regular flour, right, like one of the five grains, spelt, oats, whatever, that would be al hamichya. But then you have some pieces in the same cereal, might be made out of rice flour, might be made out of corn flour. So that could be a mixture. There's some cereals like that also, in which case that is more problematic. So it depends. If you ate a kazayas, which is like we spoke about, again, these are roughly, it could be a little different, others hold different, but this is how they bring it down, 1.27 ounces or 38 milligrams under a 4-minute period of the spelt flour or of the oat flour, in other words, from the 5 grains, those pieces, if you ate that amount under a 5-minute period, under a 4-minute period, then you make halamichya. But you can't put what he says over there, what he explains, you can't put it, which is the halacha, like we spoke about, you can't put it together. You can't put it together. In other words, just like a person we spoke about in the past, a person, how do we understand a little better? I eat apple pie. So we know we make a mezonos, fine, apple pie, very nice. But if I only ate half of a kazayas of the outside, which is the regular flour part of the apple pie, right? The outside is made out of wheat flour. So I only ate half a kazayas under 4 minutes. But I ate from the apple filling also. So I ate half a kazayas of the outside crust of the apple pie and half a kazayas of the apples inside of the apple pie. You can't put it together and make an alamichya. It doesn't work like that. It has to be a borin nefashos. So in order to be able to make an alamichya, you have to eat a kazayas, a full kazayas of the outside crust of this apple pie. So the same way in these cereals that are mixed, the pieces are of various different ingredients, right? So you would have to eat a kazayas of only the flour pot. In other words, of only the wheat flour or oat flour, whatever it is, you'd have to eat a kazayas of that. But if you eat a good, I ate a kazayas of the cereal under a 4-minute period. But some of the pieces were made from the regular flour, like wheat, oat, spelt, and some of the pieces were made out of the corn flour. But that was my kazayas, so then you would make a bar nefashos, right? So then you would make a bar nefashos. If you didn't eat a kazayas of the cereal, in other words, the 1.27 ounces total, or 38 milligrams total, under a 4-minute period, I ate very small, tiny amounts and over a long period of time. So I never ate under a 4-minute period in total from the whole cereal. I never ate a kazayas, which is those measurements which is gave roughly. I never did that, so then no after bracha is made. But as long as a person ate a kazayas, again, those measurements, even though it might be a mixture, if it's a mixture of various different things, right? Some regular 5 grains pieces and then some other pieces, corn flour and other pieces. It might be rice or a little bit of rice flour, whatever. So then a bar nefashos would be made. The only problem comes up when the person, they want to count in the sugar and all the other ingredients and as part of the regular cereal when it's all one of the 5 grains. That's already machlekes, which we spoke about a few shiurim ago. Obviously, we know that machlekes between Rav Moshe and the Mishnah Berurah, and one has to be careful if that's the case. You have to be careful. According to Rav Moshe, you make only bar nefashos. It doesn't help. According to the Mishnah Berurah, who says the minhag ha'olam is to make halamichya, would make. But that's only if you're eating with the sugar, the ingredients that are sort of tuffel and part of the cereal. But if it's mamish, pieces of the cereal, mezonos, and pieces of the cereal are shahakal because they're corn flour or whatever, and that's your kazayas, so then you have to make a bar nefashos according to everybody, even according to Rav Moshe and even according to the Mishnah Berurah and so on, because it's totally separate things. Right, so then you'd have to make a bar nefashos and not a al hamichya, because it's separate. You don't put it together. It's only over there where it's one thing. That's in other words, like a marble cake, or if you have like a sponge cake or something like that, Mishnah Berurah says it's okay. But when it's a pie, like an apple pie, then even the Mishnah Berurah agrees. You don't put that together. You have to eat the full kazayas of the dough pot. If it's one thing, like I have a marble cake or sponge cake or something like that, then that's the machlekes between a Moshe and Mishnah Berurah, but a pie, or like our case of cereal, separate pieces, so then one would not put it together according to everybody, and you would have to make a bar nefashos if you didn't eat a kazayas of the wheat flour, oat flour, so on, the 5 grains flour, those pieces under a 4-minute period. Okay, and one last thing, which he says, this is despite the fact that the initial bracha could be mezonos. If I have mezonos and I have right pieces of mezonos from the 5 grains, and I have corn flour pieces, so as we know, if you eat it together, right, you're eating it together, that's part of Ikka V'Tafel, the rules of Ikka V'Tafel, the only bracha I would make would be a mezonos. But the after bracha would be a bar nefashos, again, in conjunction with what we spoke about, unless you ate a full kazayas of the flour, in other words, the 5 grain pieces, a full kazayas of that under a 4-minute period, then you would only make a al hamichya. Okay, that's the point over here. But if you didn't, then the after bracha will be bar nefashos, even though the original bracha was a mezonos. Okay, it's a little bit complicated. I don't want to get too deep into it. Anybody has any questions, please, please, please feel free to WhatsApp me at 917-957-5666. There's many, many various different details and many various different combinations which come up. And it just ends off in the report, does Rav Heber Shbegezunt and Shtag, that bottom line is things are changing. Things are changing, and he says over there, interesting, at the end, the last paragraph of the, before he goes into the Mayim HaKoymus and so on, that a person shouldn't be surprised if their favorite cereal, the brachas are constantly changing, because this is part of the cereal life in America, okay, or in Eretz Yisrael, or wherever it might be. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.